I want to turn now to the Bible. And in the Bible, we learn that God is love. And we believe that ultimately, when love reigns over the world, that the wars and terror and what seems to be, the anarchy will come to an end. As Christians and Muslims jointly making efforts together, how can believers use the media, education, politics, and even science to instill love in people's hearts?
Well, you know, one of the greatest barriers to love is fear. And one of the things that motivates fear is the unknown. And when people don't understand each other, they tend to be fearful of each other. And that, of course, is a block to any effort to love. Now, you're right. In Christianity, love is the core ethic. The virtue of love is central to all the other virtues. This is evident, for example, in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 13. He lists the various virtues that are central to Christianity, but he says the greatest of these is love. Jesus said, love one another, love your enemies. There isn't anyone that we shouldn't love. Love looks different when it's an enemy as opposed to a brother in faith. It is going to look different. But we're called to love, and you're right about that. What should this look like, and how can this be cultivated? That's very hard. But one thing we have to do is figure out ways to break down these barriers that actually produce fear. So I think that one of the important points of dialogue between Muslims and Christians would be seeking to understand each other better. Now, this isn't easy, partly because Christians vary in their own beliefs and practices. There's a whole spectrum of Christian belief, just as there is in Islam. We were talking about this earlier, before this program, how broad the spectrum is, and there are real extremes. And so it's more difficult to understand each other because you don't quite know where to map the other person. And even within your tradition or my own, you're still trying to get your bearings with other people. So that takes a lot of effort. And another thing that's a challenge is that when you have really profound, definite beliefs about things that distinguish you from other faiths, you have to figure out now how can you hold the line and believe those things without disrespecting the other and without sort of running away from opportunities of working together for these goals, peace and compassion in the world that you just mentioned. So we have to start there, I think, and figure out what is the barrier to our working together where we can, and then figure out, you know, how we can rebuild some walls there. Would you like to go further into that topic?
Yes, I would like to go further because you know, we understand, we've met with different Christian societies. We know that Christians are people of excellent morality. They are very humble and full of love, and they're beautiful personalities. And actually, the Quran praises Christians and Jewish people very much as people of the book. So could you elaborate a little bit more and express maybe a little bit more concretely, what things can we do to bring each other closer to talk about these points?
Well, we're doing that right now, aren't we?
Yes.
We're having this conversation, and we were talking even before this. I think that we need to be responsive to the initiative that comes from the other side, and we need to take initiative with others. We need to just listen to each other and hear. What do you believe? Why do you believe these things? That's very important. And what do you think we believe? And what reasons do you think we have? See, that's very important too, because you have a perception of Christianity, and Christians have a perception of Islam. And it would be helpful to me, for example, to know what that perception is coming from you. And then you're getting on the same page. And I think that breaks down those barriers to understanding. Okay, so that's I've already said quite a bit about that.
Yes.
I think that we can find common cause in certain things. There are going to be Christians and Muslims who are reticent about partnering in any area. But when we find people of kindred spirit outside of the specific contours of our own precise faith, then we ought to be able to. We share a common conviction that God exists, that God created the universe, that we are His creatures, that we owe our existence to God Himself, that we continue to exist and thrive or not at His mercy, that there is evil that has crept into the world that we need to combat. We need to do this in ways that God has revealed, and we need to deal with respond to poverty and problems with immigration and foreign policy and the whole spectrum of things that concern humanity. War. Jesus said there will be war and rumors of war. He's proven to be pretty accurate on that one point. I mean, we've seen that ever since, you know, he was walking this earth. And from our Christian point of view, this is bound to happen until he returns. We're to be working for peace. We should be growing a community of love. And we should be trying to help people discover the truth and live in peace with one another. But can we really expect that on our own we're going to be able to achieve that goal? I think that's unrealistic. I think we need divine help. We need help from the Spirit of God to do this. And we need to be personally, individually transformed.
Wonderful. Thank you for that answer.